Bill Woodward died at 64 after a battle with cancer. A longtime member of the Glens Falls Community Theater, Woodward was a celebrated actor, writer, director, and manager. From 2006 to 2012, he served as executive director of the Charles R. Wood Theater in Glens Falls. He previously worked as director of social entertainment and theater at the Sagamore. Woodward was a neighbor to Glens Falls Post Star writer Maury Thompson, who, in an article chronicling Woodward's life, called his friend a showman.
Through his work with the community, the Wood Theater and the community theater, he was regularly calling me saying, hey, here's this, here's that. And through our shared interest in local history, Bill was someone who studied and knew local history and had a lot of artifacts. So when I was writing a historical story, I would often speak with him.
Thompson mentioned Woodward's time as an antique dealer and collector and said they often encountered each other at yard sales and auctions.
He always had a smile. He was always, and even if he had a complaint about something in the community, he shared it in an uplifting and humorous way.
Aaron Kuhn, who has served as executive director of the Wood Theater since Woodward's retirement, recalled her former boss's ability to connect and communicate on a personal level.
Even if you didn't come in with a problem, you just felt better. I mean, there's this guy who loves life, who's enthusiastic about so many aspects of life, and he's enthusiastic about you. So that's something that can't be replaced.
Kuhn said she began working under Woodward in 2010 after walking in with an application at a time when the Wood Theater wasn't hiring. Kuhn said Woodward believed in her so much, he convinced the board to create the operations manager position she would serve in.
He just believed in me enough to convince the board to create this position for me to come on board, and I was completely new. I was totally out of school, and he had to do a lot of work to get me up to snuff, and he was willing to do it. He wanted to see me succeed, and to be believed in, to get that kind of a break in this industry is a rare and wonderful gift, and he gave it to me.
Kathy Deedy, managing editor of the Chronicle newspaper in Glens Falls, remembered meeting with Woodward while writing a piece on the history of community theater in the region.
He just laughed and laughed and told me one story after another of mishaps backstage, and, you know, he was just a real repository for that. He was a real historian, you know. He was very into his own family genealogy. He was very into, again, the history of the community theater. He remembered it going all the way back, obviously, to when it was the Operetta Club as well. And this stuff mattered to him. This was his family.
Deedy recalled Woodward's participation in the annual historic tours at the Glens Falls Cemetery. Woodward would write scripts for and direct actors in dramatic interpretations of the lives of important deceased members of the community.
He did such a beautiful job of not only telling somebody's story in a sort of a straight way, but also finding meaning for the present. And particularly in the last couple of years when he knew that he was ill, you'd go through this tour and he would have these characters talking about their own place in the community and what that would look like, what legacy they would leave behind. And it was very true to that character, but also he was really speaking about himself and what he felt was important to himself.
Maury Thompson also looked back on Woodward's involvement in local history.
He would study all the, you know, the archives and bring the dead people to life, so to speak. You know, obviously he'd be an actor, but he would do it in a very entertaining way. He made history fun for people to learn and be appreciative of.
State Senator Betty Little of Queensbury said Woodward's passing is a real loss for the community.
I'm sure he got a lot of joy from all that he did, but he certainly gave a lot of joy to those who watched his presentations or heard his music and the events and productions that he participated in putting on.
Last spring, Woodward directed the Glens Falls Community Theater's production of Harvey. Thompson writes that before his death, he had already begun planning his next show, The Sunshine Boys. For WAMC, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.